This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday and ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And let's just get this out of the way right off the bat. This is how the show is going to work tonight. I understand you're glued to the news. Look, this is the social media era, the cell phone video era. Everybody's on Twitter, Facebook. You got the news on in the background. I know you're glued to the news. Some of that's genuine care for the people in Ukraine. Some of it, if you're being honest with yourself, is just kind of being a bit of a war voyeur. Here's what you can expect tonight from me. We have asked Dr. Jesse questions, funny ones, heavy ones, all over the map. I'm going to get to some of those in the first hour. I am going to address as much of the late breaking news as it stands right now during the first hour of the Russia-Ukraine stuff. And then, at the end of hour one on this show, I am going to take this Russia-Ukraine thing and I'm going to drop it like a hot potato. And then we're going to spend 2 hours on just questions. And it's not because I don't want to update you. It's because we have probably all been drowning in this too much for the past 48 hours. And it's Friday night. It is Friday night. Look, there's 1,000 different places you can go to just consume Ukrainian stuff. I think we all need a break. So that's what's coming tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, where are we as it stands right now? Again, I'm getting updates by the second. 30 seconds ago, I was getting updates. Here's what's going on. As you know, Russia invaded. It's now a full-scale invasion. As of right now, Biden is asking Congress for over $6 billion for Ukrainian aid. I'm just going to go down the list on some of the things that's happening just so you're up to date on things. This just happened. He's asking Congress for over $6 billion of Ukrainian aid. Biden also is, I wish I was making this up, Biden is also taking off with the wife for the weekend to Delaware. What else would you do? It's about World War III. Look, I can't be without my favorite chair. So Joe Biden's taking off for the weekend to Delaware. So clearly he's all over it. All right. That's kind of the American side of this whole thing. America has also announced sanctions on Putin himself. And it's all you hear is sanctions this and sanctions that. And it's hard to keep track of what's being sanctioned. Just understand, you can sanction whole countries, you can sanction companies, you can sanction individuals. Countries do that a lot because oftentimes sanctions just get passed down and they crap on the poor. You know, I want to sanction Iran. Well, that doesn't do the poor farmer any good. He's going to starve to death. The rich Ayatollah is still going to be eating steaks or whatever he eats over there. So, okay, there were new sanctions on Putin, all that stuff aside. Get rid of that. What's the overall status right now? I'll be frank with you, I'm a little bit worried. And this is why. There's a couple things that have me worried. One, NATO has activated a response force, a NATO response force. Now, what does that mean? It's 40,000 people. 40,000 people pulled from all the NATO countries. That includes 8,500 Americans. They've all been put on heightened alert. Heightened alert. All right. Once you're on heightened alert, they might find themselves in Europe soon. Now, okay, what does this mean? NATO heightened alert? What are you talking about? There's something NATO has called Article 5. All right, Article 5. Just stay with me. I know there's a lot of details, especially for a Friday night. Just hang with me for a second. Article 5. That's something you need to keep on the lookout for. Article 5 is this: war. Remember, NATO was put there to counter the Soviet Union. If Article 5 is declared, that means a coalition of troops from all kinds of different countries, including America, we're going to be shooting at Russians, and they're going to be shooting back. I'm not saying that's happened. I'm not saying it's about to happen. But I am a little worried about it because of this. As we discussed last night, the situation on the ground in Ukraine is ever-changing, and it will be ever-changing. One, I don't care if you're emotionally invested in this or not. You have to kind of admire the plucky Ukrainians at this point in time. I'll be honest, totally frank with you, I'm more emotionally invested in this now than I was 2 days ago because the Ukrainians are inspiring. Their president, Zelensky, he's still there. He's got body armor on. He's putting out internet videos. I'm not leaving, bring it. The mayor of Kiev, Klitschko, he's got body armor on and a machine gun in his hands. Bring it. They're over there fighting. We have Ukrainians doing things like setting up explosives on a bridge because they have to blow the bridge. And then the Russian tanks are coming, didn't think he'd get off the bridge in time, so he just blows up himself and the bridge on purpose. That's inspiring. The Ukrainian forces are putting up quite a fight. Now, none of these numbers are going to be accurate because there's so much propaganda out there right now anyway. None of these numbers are going to be accurate, but we're hearing things like Russia has lost 70 tanks, 80 tanks, 100 tanks. If it's anywhere close to that, that's significant. That Russia has lost planes. We're hearing 10 planes. I heard 12 planes. I heard 5 planes, but they've lost planes. They've lost helicopters. We're hearing things like Russia has lost 3,000 troops. I heard 2,000 troops. Someone said 6,000 troops, which seems high to me, but they're losing people. What does this mean? Why does this worry me? It should be inspirational, right? That's a good thing. Well, remember, this has to succeed for Vladimir Putin. Remember Brian Dean Wright, former CIA ops officer, came on the show last night and was laying out the motivations behind all this and some behind-the-scenes stuff. If you missed that, I'd recommend it. It's about halfway through the show. Just go download the podcast from last night and hear what he had to say. But what he said, and I've heard this consistently, is Vladimir Putin doesn't have an option of losing this. It's not an option. He'll probably be ousted from power and be killed. So failure is not an option, you know, as the old saying goes. He has to win. He was initially, remember we talked about initially doing really surgical things. There was all explosions and missiles, but not very many civilians dead. That's good, right? So he was trying to make sure he didn't kill many civilians. Well, you can only do that for so long, and then eventually you have to do some things you don't want. You have to do some things you don't want. What are those things? Well, what are you supposed to do? Look at it from Putin's perspective. Not that you're rooting for Putin, but if we're trying to game plan where this is going to go, look at it from Putin's perspective. Hey, I don't want a bunch of dead Ukrainians. I just want to get in, oust Zelensky, put in a puppet government, get out of here. Okay, well, Zelensky's not leaving. Okay, the Ukrainians aren't surrendering. Not only are they not surrendering, they're building Molotov cocktails in their homes. Remember, we said last night they handed out 10,000 fully automatic weapons to Ukrainian civilians. Ukraine is so all in. Get this. There's a long train of refugees heading to Poland, and Poland is letting in Ukrainian refugees. But not all of them are getting clear to Poland. Why? The Ukrainian military is stopping the refugees, and if you're a male, a fighting age male between 18 and 60, they are taking you away forcibly and putting you in uniform and handing you a weapon. Nope, you're not going to Poland. Say goodbye to the wife. Goodbye. You're going back down to fight. Ukraine appears to be in this and in this all the way. Okay, good, right? It's inspirational. You're probably cheering right now. Woohoo! But remember, the other guy, Vladimir Putin, the guy in possession of some truly devastating weapons, not all big nuclear weapons, but huge, huge bombs, just weapons of various kinds, he has to win. If it feels like they're forcing his hand, well, that's because they are. I love the defense. I'm not ripping on Ukraine. I want to be clear about this. I'm worried about where this goes because if Vladimir Putin decides I have to start using some very serious weaponry to win this because I can't lose it, what happens if you wake up tomorrow morning and Kiev isn't there anymore? What happens then? Well, I think you know what happens then. If Vladimir Putin begins using these world-changing weapons on civilians in Kiev, man, we might all find ourselves at war, huh? That's what we're potentially facing here. I just want to make sure everyone faces, everyone knows this. So I'm gonna play some audio. We'll go over a couple things. We're gonna get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions tonight. I promise we're gonna have plenty of fun and plenty of laughs. That's tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, are you prepared personally to defend yourself here at home? The dangerous world, dangerous country right now. You see the violent crime all over the place. I don't mean, do you have a cell phone to call the cops? Are you personally prepared to defend yourself? Do you have a hero gun yet? Does your spouse? Does your daughter? Does your son? Grandma? You don't have to be a weapons expert to use this. It's a non-lethal gun. Shoots these pepper balls 100 miles per hour. They explode on contact, and they will debilitate people. It is brutal. Has a laser sight on it. Anyone can use it. Don't need a concealed carry permit for it. It's already out there saving lives. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse and get one for yourself and your spouse today. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount. Remember, state restrictions may apply. I've got an
animal inside of me. This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and hey, looks like the UN, they failed to condemn Russia. Why? Because Russia vetoed it. Gosh, what a clown world. What a ridiculous clown world. But get this one. You want to talk about eye-rolling stuff going on right now? It's the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, by the way. You can email during the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So apparently U.S. officials, oh gosh, this is so embarrassing. Apparently we met with Chinese officials to discuss and share our intelligence about Russian buildup of troops on the border. So we send our guys into China. We're like, hey, look, we have all this information. We gathered all this intelligence about Russian buildup on the border. As if China was our friends, and China goes, oh, okay, thank you for sharing that with us. China promptly took all that information and went right to Moscow with it and told them. Something we have to accept is, and it's so hard to accept, and it's so depressing, right? I mean, it's so depressing, but we have to get there mentally. Something we have to accept is we have America-hating children who run this country. They get everything wrong because they don't love the country and they don't have any real world experience at all. They've never washed dishes. They've never driven a truck for a living. They've never managed a store. They've never run a small business. They've never run a forklift. They don't have any real world experience. So that's why they're constantly being taken completely by surprise by things that are totally obvious to you. Totally obvious to you. There's an old saying. I have no idea who did it because I went to community college and I don't look anything up. There's that saying about you'd be better off governed by the first 100 people in the phone book than the staff of Harvard. I forget who said it. It might have been Buckley. That actually sounds like a Buckley quote, but it's true. It's true. If it seems like if you're just a normal person and it seems like you're so much smarter than the people who run the country, it's because you are. And I don't say that to be nice to you because you know I'm not a nice person. Was it Buckley? It was Buckley. I actually got that right. How about that? Man, I'm so smart. Honestly, not what? I am. I just sometimes my intellect is so big. It's hard walking around with a head this size. It's true. but it is true. Normal people, just by existing in the real world, normal people, they're smarter than the people who run the United States of America. Isn't that staggering? I mean, isn't that completely staggering? Do you know, get this, honestly, as long as we're on the subject of all this, and I'm going to get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions here. I'm just trying to keep you up to date on everything going on. The DOJ, they were running an anti-espionage program focused on China. It's not exactly a secret. China has spies everywhere in this country. Corporate spies, they have them in the government. I'm sure they have them in the military. Which is espionage in China. It's just something China does very, very well. And because we've been so lax, they're all over the place here. Remember Dianne Feinstein, the senator? Her driver turned out to be a Chinese spy forever. Remember Eric Swalwell? Eric Swalwell sits on the House Intelligence Committee. Have you ever? You probably haven't. Okay, let me explain something. The House Intelligence Committee, it's really, really secret. And you need top secret clearance to get in there. If you ever visit Capitol Hill, you'll walk through the halls and you see all the fancy stuff. But for the most part, you're looking at, oh, this is Congressman Jerkwater's office, and he has a plaque by the thing. And then there's these committees. Oh, this is where the House Ways and Means Committee. This is where they meet. And for the most part, these doors are open. It's fairly open. I'm sure security waxes and wanes, but they're just doors. Just like something in your house. They're just doors. You walk in and see it, except for the House Intelligence Committee. We're talking CIA-level security to get through steel doors, security officers. Eric Swalwell sits on the House Intelligence Committee, and it turned out he was taking a dip in the Chinese pool with a Chinese honeypot spy, and he didn't even get reprimanded. He's still on the committee. Okay, so whatever. We have Chinese spies all over the country. The DOJ was running an anti-espionage program focusing on these spies. They have chosen to shut down the program because they didn't want to be accused of racial profiling. Again, I know you're rolling your eyes and you're probably banging your head off the steering wheel, and it's all really frustrated. I get that. I'm frustrated too. But what else can we do but laugh? We have the biggest bunch of clowns in the world who run this country. And so this is uniquely... This is uniquely applicable right now because I am very concerned. I'm tracking this. Again, I was tracking it during the break right now. I'm trying to get you up to the minute stuff here on what's happening right now. Russian forces are closing in on Kiev tonight. They are. It looks like there's going to possibly be some significant street fighting in Kiev tonight. It looks like Vladimir Putin is already, it doesn't look like it, he's already threatening to use some very significant weapons. Now, say what you want about Vladimir Putin, he's a man of his word. When he threatens things, in general, you can take that as being very serious. He actually means what he says. If Vladimir Putin starts dropping huge bombs on Ukrainian civilians, how does NATO stay out? If NATO doesn't stay out, if NATO goes in, Vladimir Putin's not going to back off. He's going to ramp up when they ramp up, and who knows where this goes from here. Well, let's tie that back into what we were just talking about. We have such a bunch of incompetent boobs who run this country. What if, I mean, think about this. What if this government, Joe Biden, Dome, What if they're in charge of running a world war? Can you even comprehend? Can you even wrap your mind around that? What if they're running a world war? Oh gosh, that's so brutal. Professor Jesse, I'm very proud of you. You're one of the few people who pronounce Kiev properly, unlike those losers on network TV. That 3 years of community college paid off. Look, I don't want to brag and rub my high-level education in anyone's face. You know, the last thing I'd ever want to do is draw attention to myself. But my community college was accredited, all right? An accredited community college. And I have almost 3 years of community college credits to where people... Like this next person says, why didn't you get a degree? Most people get a degree of some kind after 2 years. I'll be honest, there were some problems with algebra. I kind of had to drop it a few times. I mean, algebra. When, like, math ever comes into play in real life? What a total waste of time. All right. We have some more updates on all this. We'll get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it's getting a little spicy out there right now. Just a little spicy. We have a living Medal of Honor recipient. His name's David Bellavia. He gave a speech, and this dude, every time I hear this dude talk, it's inspirational. And since everyone's kind of down right now, I thought maybe this would be inspiring.
And the threats to our nations, they don't sleep. They're watching our every move. Iran, Russia, China, North Korea, ISIS, Al-Qaeda. They may be watching this right now. Our military should not be mistaken for a cable news gabfest show. We don't care what you look like. We don't care who you voted for, who you worship, what you worship, who you love. It doesn't matter if your dad left you millions when he died or if you knew who your father was. We have been honed into a machine of lethal moving parts that you would be wise to avoid if you know what's good for you. We will not be intimidated. We will not back down. We've seen war. We don't want war. But if you want war with the United States of America, there's one thing I could promise you, so help me God. Someone else will raise your sons.
Man. That was awesome, right? That's right. I'm ready to go. Let's go. All right. All right. Let's move on because there's a couple other things going on in the country. It's not all Russia, Ukraine right now. So one, the CDC has decided to, and I quote, take a break from the mask recommendations. Some 70% of Americans will be able, I love this, will be able to remove their masks indoors, including inside schools, under new guidance released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Friday. Okay? One, be able? I don't even know where my mask is. I haven't worn one since last time I flew, and I legitimately have no idea what it is. Y'all live in your own personal little psycho bubble with that. Two, man alive. My buddy Buck Sexton made the point, I'll echo it, how bad must the poll numbers be if Russia is invading Ukraine and the two big moves from the Biden administration are easing mask requirements? And oh, lest I forget, he made the announcement today, finally introduced his new Supreme Court pick.
For too long, our government, our courts haven't looked like America. And I believe it's time that we have a court.
What is that supposed to mean? Haven't looked like America? We have 9 Supreme Court justices out there. They're men, women, Hispanics, black, white. That looks exactly like America. But again, every single thing to the communist must be divisive. It must tear us apart as a society. Everything has to be divisive. For too long, we've been evil. We're evil. Everything's evil. Remember, they are trained in this way. This is standard communist propaganda. At all times, you must agitate. At all times, they must convince you that your home is evil, that America is evil. Because if you finally get to a place where you believe America is this evil, terrible, racist place, if you finally get to that place, then you will allow the communists to destroy it. I've used this example before. I've used it actually when it comes to tearing down statues and things like that. You need to think of the communist as the person who shows up at your home, knocks at the door. He wants to burn down your home. Now, if I'm a communist and I show up tonight at your home and I give that knock at the door and you open up the door and I say, hey, I'm Jesse. Super famous, very important celebrity, Jesse. And I'd like to burn your house to the ground. What would you do? Slam the door, call the cops, stick a gun in my face. The answer would definitely be no, right? But why? Well, because you love your home. That's your family in there. Those are your clothes. That's your kitchen. You've made memories in the living room right there. That's grandpa's old medals on the wall. Oh, look at that. Remember that family picture from when we were in Florida for a vacation? You are tied to your home. You were moored to it. So you'd never let me burn it down. So the communist doesn't show up to your home and says, hey, let me burn your home to the ground. That's not how he operates. The communist instead shows up at your home, smile, worms his way inside, and he just slowly starts taking things away. Oh, hey, that family picture? Ah, let's get rid of that while you're not looking. Oh, hey, let's take down grandpa's old medals. Let's remove this. Let's remove that. Let me find a way to make you actually hate this part of it. And soon, you're either completely unmoored to your home or you actually find yourself hating your home. Now, if I pull out the can of gas and matches and I say, hey, let's burn this dumpy place to the ground, now you just might let me. That's why everything is divisive. For too long, we've oppressed this and oppressed that and women and black people and LGBTQ Air Force. And that's why every single thing comes back to how evil America has always been. That's how the communist operates. Constantly agitating, constantly trying to get you to hate yourself, hate your parents, hate your country, hate your values. Because if you can ever get all the way there, and so many Americans sadly are, if you can ever get all the way there where you really hate the place, you'll let the communists do whatever he wants. All right, back to Biden.
For too long, our government, our courts haven't looked like America. And I believe it's time that we have a court that reflects the full talents and greatness of our nation with a nominee of extraordinary qualifications. And that we inspire all young people to believe that they can one day serve their country at the highest level. I've admired these traits of pragmatism, historical perspective, wisdom, character in the jurists nominated by Republican presidents as well as Democratic presidents. And today, I'm pleased to introduce to the American people a candidate who continues in this great tradition.
Oh, good, good, good. You know what's really sad? Is obviously this person is going to be a radical communist nut job judge. You know that. You know what's really sad, though? She probably is somebody who's worked very, very hard to get to this point. Think about how many hours that person has studied law and some fancy degree and worked her way up here and worked her way there. And now, because of Joe Biden and Democrats, she'll always just be the diversity hire. Look, that's the lady who got hired because she's black. Boy, what a way to honor her. Good job, Joe. That makes her feel better. And allow me to do something else. As this person's qualifications and background come out, You're going to be horrified by the things they believe and the things they want. You're going to think about this person sitting on the Supreme Court, and you're going to say, no, that can't happen. Republicans have to stop this. Look, sometimes in life we have to pick our battles. We have people like Lindsey Graham already out there praising this person. There are already enough Republicans preemptively praising this person. It's a done deal already. It's already a done deal. We can't stop it. Let's just push forward and just accept we are going to take this one on the chin. All right? We are going to take it on the chin. That sucks. I know that sucks. You know that sucks. That's life. All right? Look, sometimes you got to take it on the chin. All right? Don't believe me? Ask the vice president. Jesse, is 3 hours a day not good enough for you? Now I have to dream about the Frito Bandito song. If the dome laugh pops up, I might have to stop listening. In all seriousness, the Korean History Podcast showed me we have lost strong masculinity in this country just so we can be more inclusive and diverse. As a Navy sailor, I can see we are not ready for a conflict. Will you keep yourself safe out there? One, my brother. Two, in case you're wondering what he's talking about, remember, I did a history podcast. It's on the regular podcast list, so you'll find it in there. And it's labeled Korean War. You can't miss it. Separate from the normal show. I think it runs about an hour. Just did an overview podcast on the Korean War. Now, you can't hit everything in an hour. If it interests you at all, go get some books on it or watch documentaries on it or whatever. But fascinating, fascinating conflict. All right. We're going to be back with more Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I'm going to be getting any updates on the whole Ukraine-Russia thing here for you. We have a lot more show, and we're going to have some fun. Remember the back 2 hours of the show? There's no more of this Ukraine-Russia stuff. We're just going to have fun. Ask Dr. Jesse questions tonight. But are you stuck in a timeshare? Don't feel ashamed. Look, if you got yourself in a timeshare, and now you're stuck with it. You want out, but you're having to pay these annual fees and you can't get out. And the yearly dues, in some cases, they've nearly doubled. And you're worried about it. You've tried everything. Don't feel stupid. I hear that a lot from people. Jesse, I feel so dumb. Don't feel that at all. Don't feel dumb. Lone Star Transfers helped over 16,000 people. Why so many people? Because the timeshare companies do this to everybody. Don't waste any time with self-pity. Lone Star Transfer, they guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. How about that? A guarantee. And they have a free, no obligation consultation. Again, free. 844-310-2646. The call itself is free. 844-310-2646, or just go to LoneStarTransfer.com.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That song may be a little too on the nose for tonight, but who knows? Look, I've decided, because I'm not a journalist, you know, I'm just an idiot who talks on the radio, but I've decided that we need to start lying more here on this show. No, hear me out. We need to just start embracing these huge lies. And I see all these journalists out there, and they're in the middle of this war zone in Ukraine. And I feel like we should pretend like we're there, too. It'll give the show more authenticity. And the soundboard gives me the freedom to do that. So it's me here, Journalist Jesse. It's going off all around. Oh, my goodness. The bombs are dropping. That's exactly right. False flag operation. So we can completely run with this whole thing and make it sound authentic. It'll be awesome. Seriously, it'll be great. It is the Jesse Kelly Show tonight. And look, this is the last segment you're getting on any Ukraine stuff, any Russia-Ukraine stuff. We're all drowning in it everywhere. It's all over the social media. It's all over every news station. The Russians are closing in on Kiev. We're all basically inspired by this point in time, watching Zelensky and the other Ukrainian leadership stand up and deliver some serious knockout blows. This is a rumor. I cannot confirm this right now. A rumor is that the Ukrainians just took out a transport plane of Russia that had 150 Russian paratroopers on it. So Russia is feeling the sting, which is great. It's inspirational, but it also can be bad. You know, like when you're wrestling with your dad when you're a kid and it's all fun, and then you accidentally slug him in the side of the head when he's not looking, and then dad gets mad, you better run. So look. It is what it is. What are we going to do? Like, we have the ex-Ukrainian president. He's sitting there. The ex-president. Imagine, this could be Trump. The ex-president's sitting there. He's going over all the weapons he has.
Mr. President, can you tell me what you and the group you are with right now there are armed with, and what your intention is if the Russians roll in the next few hours?
Just my assistance here. This is the short Kalashnikov. We have just the... before and low on the 300 members of the battalion of the territorial defense, and we have two machine gun, and we have more or less that's it. We don't have any heavy artilleries, we don't have tanks, we don't have an armed personal carrier, because we launched this process just a couple days ago. But, and we create that for the 2 days. This is the long line of the people who want to enlist it in the battalion, but we don't have enough arms for that. And this is the only limit why the civil defense, the normal, ordinary people, sometimes never been in the army, stay.
Get this. Wrap your mind around how wild this is. Because you've seen the videos right now, but wrap your mind around how wild this is. Kiev is a modern city. They are currently not only handing out fully automatic weapons to civilians, many of whom have never held fully automatic weapons, they're telling them over the public radio, just cruising along in your car, over the public radio, they're telling them how to make Molotov cocktails. How wild is that? How completely surreal and wild is that? And look, here is, it's Journalist Jesse. I'm here on the ground in Kiev right now. I am going to keep everybody monitored for everything going on. Just trust me. I am here. Oh, whoa, that was right next to us. Get down, Michael. Go. Dear Dr. Jesse, if you are filthy rich and powerful, does high gas, food, rent, heat, and clothes prices affect you? The answer is very little, if any. Guess what? They are the very ones that caused it. The same ones they want you to bow down to them. The very ones that want you to keep them in power. So on and so on and so on. He goes on. Look, he's talking about the structure of the whole world right now, and that's the truth. The truth of it is the world got flipped upside down a bit, and it got corrupted. And part of the reason you're so inspired and I'm so inspired by what's going on over there, you see the president of the country with a flak jacket on and a weapon in his hands. Part of the reason that's so inspiring is that's so foreign to us now. But understand, the world was not always this way. When kings used to call for arms, everybody gather up your swords, it's time to rock and roll. You'd find the king at the head of the army. Sword in his hand, up on a horse, follow me. That's real leadership. And we've somehow gotten away from that these days, and it's not good. Now we have a bunch of fat senators and presidents sit on their rear end and send your kid to go die. And that's not right. And it wasn't always that way in this country either. I brought this up before, bring it up again. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt, I have some problem with Teddy Roosevelt, some of his policies, but Teddy Roosevelt was not only a man willing to go himself. Remember during the Spanish-American War, Teddy just formed his own unit, the Rough Riders, and just went down there, I got to go fight somebody. And then World War II breaks out. He wants to go fight again, and he's an old man at this point in time, and he's finally banned. The president himself is like, Teddy, no, stay home. So his sons go. That was how it was supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to work. But all the leadership is all from behind now. Joe Biden, Jen Psaki. Hey, sorry. You're going to have to pay more gas. Pay more for gas. You were already getting broke, but now you're going to have to pay even more for it. Sorry about that. That's the cost of freedom. Okay. Are you going to be okay, Jen Psaki? Joe Biden? Are you going to get hurt filling up the pump? No, of course not. You're all millionaires. Dear Jesse, every night I listen to you from Boston, Massachusetts at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and you are a mighty dose of Prozac. After a day of liberal, I can't say that word, it's nice to take Jesse Kelly meds at 7 p.m. These are scary times, my brother, but listening to you always calms me down and reassures me before I go to sleep at night. Semper Fi. Look, I've said this before, and I will say it again. We only have one life. And it's, I know that's an old cheesy saying, something you'd find on some woman's Instagram page, but it's true. You only have one life. God has only given you one. You're not getting a second one. This is the only period of time you're ever going to live in. So are we going to sit around crying the whole time? I mean, yeah, we can get mad and fight for what's right. And I understand there are going to be down times. You don't have to feel bad if you're down. Maybe you're down at the moment. But we're not going to stay there. We're not going to do that. It's the only chance we have to live. We're going to laugh our way through this song. Us and Dome, we're laughing together. See? Dome knows. All right. That's enough of the ugliness. It's time for 2 hours of Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Huh? You ready? Let's do it.
This is an iHeart podcast.